This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday, but it felt like it because it's the beginning of a week. Goodbye, Trans-Pacific Partnership, and a few other surprises along the way. This is just the beginning. You know, we talk about the first 100 days. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So at the top of the show, we always dive in with one of our pals from Talk Media News in Washington. We're waiting for that. Hopefully we can get one of them. I'm sure they're completely exhausted, so maybe not. Because of first the inauguration, and then you had that the march that happened in Washington and several other cities across the United States that I know they were out there covering, and it was a very, very long, long weekend. But like I said, the big news that is rattling from Washington is Trump acting quickly and jumping on a couple of promises he made on the campaign trail, including if you want to do business as a business person with your company outside of the United States, you want to move jobs out there, you can, but you're going to pay a tax should you think that you're going to have those goods come back across the border. So that's going to be interesting to watch. But the big one was the one I mentioned. TPP is down the drain. He signs an order withdrawing from the TPP. He reinstates the Mexico City policy as well on abortion. So he's starting to unravel some of what has happened in the Obama administration. And that executive action certainly signals to Democrats and leaders in other capitals around the world that Trump's talk about trade during the campaign is actually turning into action. All right, we have someone from Talk Media News joining us now. I'm not sure who it is. Could be Justin or Lori. Hello. No? Oh, I thought we had them. That's interesting. I mean, like I said, maybe they're still out there. After all the exhaustion of what the weekend was, maybe they had to actually sweep up after all the thousands and thousands of people that descended on the mall. I'm not really sure. Okay, so let's jump back into what I was saying about the TPP. Again, it was negotiated under President Obama, but never ratified by Congress, so withdrawing it wouldn't have any kind of immediate effect on any of our policies. But it does say that this is a very different outlook under Donald Trump. Now, for the Mexico City thing, reinstating the Mexico City abortion rules, he also instituted a hiring freeze for federal agencies, too. So that happened. It's clear that there's going to be a really different agenda here. That's for sure. Clearly making this first step in office. And I think we're going to continue to see that the rest of this week. We're going to see it into next week. Meanwhile, while that's happening, there's only been a couple of cabinet members that have been approved, but there have been a few. And the word is that Rex Tillerson could be next, the Secretary of State, as Marco Rubio, who was objecting to that somewhat, is not objecting now. Neither is Senator John McCain, or Lindsey Graham. So that's been a shift in direction. So Rex Tillerson is headed for confirmation as Secretary of State. There was also a little bit of a fracas over the size of the crowds at the inauguration, and over the weekend that became just a explosive story where you had Sean Spicer, the White House spokesperson who came out and said that there's alternative facts. Well, Kellyanne Conway called them alternative facts. She said there was alternative facts as to what the size of the crowd was. And there's a big to-do about how many people went through the turnstiles and how many people showed up for this inauguration compared to the two for Barack Obama, especially, you know, the second inauguration. But while all of that is happening and the numbers kind of spilled over into the beginning of the week, like I said, the Senate confirmed yet another nominee, and I think they all get confirmed. It's just taking some time. So that's Mike Pompeo, rather, to be the president's CIA director. So despite some concerns that he could expand surveillance or allow the use of enhanced interrogation techniques, which we know there's a massive objection to that, the votes were in his favor. There was enough, not a surprise, and he is confirmed. And this is what will happen in the next 3 or 4 weeks, maybe sooner. Maybe everybody gets confirmed in the next 2 weeks. The process has been slow going, not the nominations as much as the process, but the numbers aren't there, so it's just a matter of time. In the meantime, many of you emailed me because you wanted to know not about Spicer slamming the media for constant attempts to undermine Trump, is what he said, or not about the inauguration and the size of the crowds, or not about the women and many men marching in unity against Trump somewhat, but about other policies across the United States. Didn't get as many emails about that. You wanted to know whether you nailed the score or not. So it comes down to two teams in the Super Bowl. There's a break in between with a Pro Bowl this weekend. But after that, we go to the Super Bowl. And who are the two teams playing in the Super Bowl? That would be the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. A surprise to some, the Atlanta Falcons, if you had placed a mere wager in Vegas on the Atlanta Falcons beginning of the season, their odds to win the Super Bowl, 100-1. Yes, 100-1. But they look like world beaters over the weekend, and they completely decimated Green Bay. So Atlanta easily rolls on, as does the Patriots. The Patriots had an easy time with the Steelers. Both of those games, not particularly interesting because they really turned into blowouts. And now the stage is set for Tom Brady. Think about this sideline. Tom Brady to win perhaps his fifth Super Bowl, but to win it in a year where he was, or a season, where he was suspended for 4 games because of all the controversy over size again, the size of the footballs, and the whole Deflategate flap. So, coming out of Foxborough, he was asked, what would you say to Roger Goodell? Because, of course, Roger Goodell is the commissioner of the NFL, and he would be the guy who would hand over the Lombardi trophy. Oh, my, oh, my. There are a lot of conspiracy theories flying around, both in Washington, by the way, and outside of Washington. Stay with us. We're going to go down under next to Perth, Australia. I don't know. Maybe that's where Talk Media News, our friends, went for a week. They got to disappear. They had to get out of Washington.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thanks for hanging with us across America and beyond our borders. Lady Hope, your week is off to a very good start. I know my week is off to a good start. And many of you sent me emails, and we're going to dive into the mailbag coming up a little bit later this hour. But joining us now, she's in our virtual green room, Donna Hansen, a certified speaker, a CSP, as we call them in the business. And she is a technology strategist. And she joins us from Perth, Australia, or Victoria, Australia, I'm going to say. Hey, Donna, how are you?
I'm great, thanks, Kate. It's cocktail hour.
I know, that's right. It's cocktail hour for you, but not so much for us here in the U.S., depending on where we live. You know, it's interesting.
Right.
I wanted to ask you this right at the top. You know, the reaction to Donald Trump around the world has been kind of interesting. What's the reaction been? And I know you just were in England, too. What's the reaction between what you saw in England and what you saw in Australia to the new president that we have?
Look, I think here it's people are wondering if perhaps it's an episode of The Simpsons, because there was a Simpsons episode a few years ago that predicted Donald Trump was going to be a president. But here it's, we're just looking on thinking, and we thought we were crazy.
You mean you think he's a game show host president? Oh, I like that. That's funny. That's true.
Next thing you know, you'll have Kim Kardashian lining up.
Oh, Kim Kardashian is, I don't know, what role could she take over? The official entertainer in Washington. It is funny in talking about that episode of The Simpsons, because you're right, they predicted that. And there were others that predicted it. And what's interesting is thinking it was so crazy and so far-fetched, and then here he is, president, and he's talking about one thing. You know, you're a technology expert. One of the things that's interesting that he's saying, and right away he's undoing a lot of Obama's policies, and one thing that he's threatening businesses with is if you want to take your business overseas, in other words, you want to create parts and do that and take jobs away from people here in the United States, then you're going to pay a tax at the border. I was in Ireland not too long ago and took a tour of Apple over there, and you know this, there's certainly a lot of technology companies that are overseas. Do you think with the lowering of the tax rate that will pull they'll pull up stakes and come back to the U.S.?
Realistically, I think the answer to that's probably no. I'm thinking the tax schemes that they have in places like Ireland and the Canary Islands and stuff like that, these are smart companies. They know exactly what they're doing, and I'm sure probably somewhere along the line, every business is looking at how you can minimize the amount of tax you pay within the legal loopholes that the system has.
Yeah, there you go. I think you're right, by the way. I think a lot of companies won't just ditch Ireland or ditch Malaysia or some of the other places where they are, because if they look at the balance sheet, the numbers still won't add up for them. So I don't think that they're going to do it. Certainly not right away anyway. So you are a speaker. As I said, you're a certified public speaker, and that means that you have a good rap and people hire you to come and talk. And a lot of what you talk about centers around technology. You and I have talked about that, and I love in looking at some of the cool speeches that you do for people listening. One of the things that you talk about is how do you leverage your tech and do more stuff? So how do we do that? I know that that's a big, wide-open question, but how can we leverage it? Tell me. I want to know the answer.
What I actually believe that less is more. I think we need to put our technology down more, and I think, you know, from a sales role, I think you find that the more you deal with people on a relationship level, people buy from people they like, know, and trust. That's sales 101. So, I'm going to buy from somebody that I like to deal with. If I've got comparative people to buy from, I'd rather deal with somebody who's great to deal with rather than somebody who's a pain in the butt. And from a personal perspective, whilst technology is great to be connected, you know, with people all around the world, you know, I think we've forgotten how to be present, and I'm a big believer in just because we've got the technology doesn't mean we should be using it 24/7.
You mean if you and I go out to lunch when I come to Australia, if I'm constantly on my iPhone, I can expect you to rip it from my hands?
It might get placed somewhere where the sun doesn't shine.
It's so annoying. It is so annoying when you go out. This is something everybody can do. I did it like an unofficial survey of the land when I was in Florida. I've been in the last month, I've been in Florida, I've been in New York, and I was in Charleston, South Carolina. And I looked around, Donna, and I could not believe the amount of people where there would just be two people. It could be a couple or a couple girlfriends or whoever it was, or guys. Everybody, head down, whether they were drinking beers, whether they were at lunch, whether they were running, whatever it was, everybody had their head down, and I thought, we're lucky we don't just crash into things.
Well, you know, I was lucky today. I almost saw someone get hit by a car as a result of technology. We were stopped at a set of traffic lights to walk across, and this guy had, you know, his earbuds in listening to music or whatever he was listening to. Clearly that was more important than not getting hit by a car. And somebody yelled out, stop, because the car didn't realize the light had turned red and was starting to drive through it, you know, accelerating.
Wow.
So,
oh, that would have been scary.
And, You know, we've had some crazy things happen over here in Melbourne. Just last week we had somebody drive a car through one of our main shopping precincts, or shopping mall, and deliberately ran into a number of people. We've already had 5 people die as a result. And it'd be interesting to see if you know, how many of those people walking along, you know, might have had technology that maybe had prevented them from being injured or slowed down their reaction time, perhaps. I don't know. But the world's pretty crazy at the moment. Crazy times.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just going to say it. All you Australians sound alike. I was thinking of my old producer, and I said Perth, but I know you're not in Perth, and it's probably almost an insult to say you're from Perth. It's like saying, I don't know, that I'm from, French Lick, Indiana. And you're from Victoria. So Victoria is like, where is Victoria? Explain that to us.
Victoria, if you look at the map of Australia, Victoria is in the southeast. And at the moment, we're in the news not only because of fatalities that are happening as a result of crazy people, but we're also hosting the Australian Open. So if you're into sport, which I know you are, and of course you cross everything with sport, won't you, Kate? Australian Open tennis is on at the moment.
That's right. And you could see a Williams showdown.
Yes, yes, and you know that's going to be tremendous if that happens. That'll be an interesting thing, and it's just, I mean, I could talk for hours about the tennis and just the changes that are happening with all of that, but you know, that's something for another day. I'm sure all of your listeners don't want to hear about tennis. And by the way, just as a note, because I know that I am in the future, it's actually about 4:30 in the afternoon on Tuesday here, and it's still Monday where you are. I just wanted to let your listeners know, try as they might, I can't give you the lotto numbers.
Oh, give us those numbers. We want them. You're hilarious. Oh, brutal. We're going to broadcast next year from the Australian Open. That would be so much fun. But you have to come with me to act as an on-site producer and also to protect me from the kangaroos, because the last time you and I talked, apparently kangaroos are just, they could just pop up right there on the property.
Well, let me just tell you this. Just a week or so ago, a lady was attacked by a fitness instructor, a PT. She was attacked and ripped to shreds by a kangaroo. She's got scars all up her arms and crazy stuff.
That is crazy stuff. Yeah, don't want to mess with them. All right, so you are wonderful at what you do, and I just want people to be able to find you. If they want to learn more about you, where do they go?
If they go to the 3 W's, Donna Hanson, that's hanson.com.au, and it's Donna, D-O-N-N-A. I've got all sorts of things on my Starbucks cups when I come to America.
I love that.
The coffee's not cold.
Oh, I'm with you. I got to keep heating my coffee up again and again and again. Donna, what a pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll have you on again. We appreciate it.
Good to talk to you, Kate. Bye, everyone.
So how about that? She's right there in the backyard of what's happening at the Australian Open. It could be a Williams final. Yeah, Serena and her sister. Stay with us.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. Fortressclothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas or hot socks, fortressclothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. Fortressclothing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To my pal Donna Hansen. Next year we are going to the Australian Open. Woohoo! Road trip. Who wants to come? Quick reminder, coming up on our Wednesday into Thursday show, we will do Nail the Score. Thanks to Sharon in Maine. You can blame her. She hit me up earlier in the day and asked if we were going to do the Nail the Score for the Pro Bowl game. Why not? More chances to win. It's fun. You make a guess. So I said, yeah, we're going to do it. That happens Wednesday to Thursday. And then, of course, we have the Super Bowl and all the hype that the Super Bowl brings with it. I just hope we have a close one. These two games over the weekend, the AFC and NFC Championship game, were not thrilling. They weren't. It was more thrilling to watch what was happening with Washington, the haves and the have-nots, the happy and the miserable, the changes and the changed. There's a lot of themes we could slap on it. I said last week, what's the one word you would describe with this changing of the guard? And And many of you called up and many of you emailed me with your one words. In fact, I think I want to rapid fire down some of them because it just shows you, although we don't always get these calls of the people who are not happy, we get more of the people who are happy calls. But I always say America Tonight, and I really mean this because I don't want to be that show host. I could probably make millions if I did that, seriously. But I want to be that show host that pounds everybody to the ground for what they believe. So I, you know this, all of you know this, I do say the welcome mat is out. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, somebody who doesn't want a label, somebody who wants to make America great again, somebody who's furious that America might be made great again, somebody who doesn't like the president that is the game show president to many, some that love the president because he's completely different than anything we've had in the past. I mean, listen, we come in all flavors and have lots of opinions here in America, and that's the brilliance of America, because guess what? They don't shut us down. If you don't like it, you can always tune out. And so I invite everybody. I'm going to go just rapid fire down some of the one words that people sent me, because I thought it was, I really struck a chord. Some of you did weigh in on the air about this, about having a new president. Christopher says appalled. Michael says sickened. George says hallelujah. Larry says party time. James, finally. Doris, I want to puke, which is more than one word. Christopher R., elated. And then let's see, we got two more here. One from Frank. Frank says happy. Tim says thrilled. Oh, I'm going to give you one more. And then this one is from Joey. Shocked. So, yeah, mixed bag, right? Mixed bag. But definitely action right away. So now there's talk about what's going to happen with the wall. And in fact, Joe Alton joins us in our next hour to talk about that. What's the building of the wall, theoretically, potentially, what will happen, what's most likely going to happen, that whole, you know, that whole kind of thing. You know, it's interesting to hear reaction of other people, some that weren't crazy about Trump and voiced their disdain for him. One of them, Mark Cuban, said that Trump policies could actually be a big plus for stocks. In fact, the Dallas Mavericks owner and entrepreneur, who's a big entrepreneur, obviously, says, let's play it by ear when it comes to the effect Trump's policies will have on the stock market. He was quoted in the Wall Street Journal, but he said, I think the discussed economic programs are potentially a big plus for public companies and the overall economy. Well, how about that? He's feeling pretty optimistic, and he's a corporate guy. So corporate tax cuts, getting rid of the friction for small businesses, which means regulation, reducing and simplifying administrative activities. And then Cuban did say what I believe, too. He said the devil is in the details. We'll see what actually happens. And he did tweet out, remember, after the election, he did say we all need to give President-elect Trump a chance, support the good, lobby against what we disagree on. No one is bigger than us all. So how about that? Some are saying the same thing. I mean, let's see what happens. There's a new book out called The Big Agenda, President Trump's Plan to Save America. That just came out this week, and it reveals Trump's first 100-day strategies to roll back Obama's legislative and executive record. The new book is really the first one out about Trump's presidency, and it's number one on the Amazon bestseller charts, number one on the web. And what he talks about, Horowitz says Trump's going to lead the way in making infrastructure spending to boost the U.S. economy. And he says if the economy grows as it will under Trump, there's going to be a lot more money to spend. So there's two. Cuban talking about the stock market, Horowitz talking about some other economic growth possibilities, what could happen. And so far in the market, we have seen the market go up compared to what the initial reaction was as we got closer to, you know, election day. Let's put it that way. So throughout the rest of this hour, weave in and out of some of the conversation as far as what's happening in D.C. and the effect on you and the effect on me, my backyard and your backyard, and mix in a few nuggets as well, including your emails, because I did get a lot of emails, as you would not be surprised by that. I am very, very certain. I mentioned the fact that in Washington you had the marches, and I was listening to something that Newt Gingrich said, and Newt Gingrich said Madonna ought to be arrested for her White House comment. And in case you don't know that, she is basically what he was on Fox and Friends. And of course the pop singer was commenting during the Women's March on Saturday. And Gingrich said because of violent demonstrators in D.C. on Friday, he said, I had friends who couldn't leave their hotel because the demonstrators broke through the police line and were bottling up people. I had others who were hassled trying to get to the address. And he said the protesters are like young fascists, exactly the fascists who were in Europe, that believe they have the right to use force to intimidate. They do it on campuses all the time. And he says it showed up all over the, you know, all over the country. Madonna said Sunday, her comments, which came during really a profanity-laced speech, because she did, that forced networks to stop the live feed were taken out of context. She said, I'm not a violent person. She said this in an Instagram post. She said, I spoke in a metaphor. I shared two ways of looking at things. One was to be hopeful. One was to feel anger and outrage, which I personally have felt. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, or 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there is the dismantling going on, and the conversation about more and more cabinet members officially being confirmed by the Senate, and then being sworn in and taking their place at the table, and we'll see what that transition is like in those particular areas. And I think we're probably going to see a few shakeups there too, because you have a different vision. You have somebody else who's going to be there at the helm, which often means there's going to be changes. Whenever you have a complete change in D.C., this is pretty much what you expect. Like Ben Carson, who talks about his vision for housing and urban development. And he says for a long time, the government has counted success by the number of people they can put in public housing. He says we need to count success based on the number of people we get out of public housing. He says, I believe there's an opportunity for us to heal some of the rips in our society and for us to show that we can do things in a fair and equitable manner. How do we develop the people of America? How do we do that? And he says, I spent 18 years on the board of Kellogg and the board of Costco. We started a national nonprofit, which has been very successful, the Carson Scholars Fund that he founded in 94 with his wife. And he says that as far as he's concerned, it would be better to help keep people out of public housing instead of falling into public housing. So radical, because that's not what you've heard before from anyone who's running HUD. Does that mean that you teach teach somebody to fish, and then they know how to fish, and they earn a living, and it doesn't become that overwhelming necessity. Interesting. Coming up next, your thoughts. By the way, you can also jump on the digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, but we're checking the mailbag on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning.
Here we are racing around the final couple of turns for this hour of America Tonight. And I'll tell you what, one thing we haven't talked about is this horrific storms that have ripped through the South. Oh, I feel for so many of you that just looked on in absolute horror as the tornadoes, 30 tornadoes, terrible, terrible loss of life, over 20 people dead in so many different areas in Mississippi, etc. Just absolutely awful. You know, we talk about the the tornadoes all the time, and I know I've said this, that I've covered tornadoes. The first tornado I ever covered was in a place called Kearney, Nebraska, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe when I saw one side of the road completely ripped to shreds, like as though nothing was there and somebody had just spit out stuff that they had gotten from the shredder, and the other side of the block was completely fine. Well, this severe storm that spun off all these tornadoes pulverized mobile homes, scattered all kinds of houses and people in the southeast. And 2 days it's been an assault, and the number varies. Some are saying 18. I heard 20 the last that I checked. But the enormous system put people on edge, a weekend of just completely violent weather, down trees, other damage, Mississippi to Georgia, terrible, terrible, South Carolina, Florida, North Florida, just completely intense. Talked to a friend today, and I had just left South Carolina a few days ago, and she, you know, told me how brutal it was in South Carolina, the weather, and I'll tell you, one of the biggest, the southwestern Georgia city of Albany, with 76,000 people, they say they could hear this, they could just hear it like a freight train overturning mobile homes. So roads impassable. You got to walk 2 miles. People had to walk 2 miles to check on relatives and friends. Awful. Awful, awful, awful. And because it happened in the dark, that was part of the problem for most people, and they couldn't even see. The deadliest one happened before daybreak on Sunday when a tornado blew through a mobile home park in South Georgia. And that was about 60 miles southeast of Albany, just sheared away siding and upended homes and killed 7 people there. So needless to say, state of emergency just doesn't cover it. I mean, they're just completely leveled is what it is. And the Georgia governor did declare a state of emergency, but it's just absolutely terrible. And these are January tornado outbreaks. It's not unprecedented, but it's kind of rare. High-risk weather. And in the location, very, very surprising. Very surprising. All right, I promised that we would check the mailbag. And on that note, we are headed to the mailbag. And it's time to check the mail because it was overflowing. Inauguration reaction. Some of it. So what is the buzz in the mailbag? Let me go to a few of them. Let's see here. This one is from Jake in Austin. And he says, you know what, Kate, I have to say, I do like the fact, whether sometimes it seems a little cheesy or seems defensive, I do like the fact that there is action happening with the Trump White House. You can rest assured that they're not thinking about playing golf. The focus is on what's happening at Pennsylvania Avenue and what they're going to accomplish. At least that's what I believe, and that's the way it looks to me. I can't wait to see what the alternative is to Obamacare. Sonia says, did you see, Kate, that Donald Trump told congressional leaders that 3 to 5 million illegal votes really cost him the popular vote? He has a thing about numbers and size, because who cares? He's the president. I don't understand it. It was just like talking about the inauguration crowd. He has got to get a thicker skin. When you're the president of the United States, for God's sake, who cares about all of that nonsense? Well, he had a meeting with the top 8 House and Senate leaders from both parties. So that's mostly a kind of a social thing. And they just say hello. They kind of get to know each other because they're the leadership. And he told them, including the Democrats, that there's something better and more affordable than Obamacare. And Republican Senator John Cornyn said that Democratic leaders pushed back when he said it. He also told them that in the letter that former President Barack Obama left for him, Obama said he could support a bill brought by Trump if it improved upon his signature domestic policy. So go figure, you know, what happens there. And then, of course, reiterating the 3 to 5 million illegal votes cost him the popular vote. He said that in the meeting, and they say there really is no evidence of that. But regardless, you know, it's the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, said that when you talk about infrastructure, he said the important point is it should be paid because we've got $20 trillion in debt. And so what was that about, and what was that other discussion? Infrastructure spending. That's what they were talking about. They didn't talk about the Supreme Court. None of that came up. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Mac Kate. Boy, Kellyanne Conway, I don't understand why she's constantly being attacked. I mean, I guess anybody's fair game when you're in Washington and others have been attacked, whether they're Democrats or whether they're Republicans or whoever they are. So maybe I shouldn't be so stunned by that. But it just seems like they really gang up on her. The Saturday Night Live skit was, I think, mean. And she's successful at what she does. I can recall you saying when she was hired by the Trump people, now they have someone in place that's going to turn this around. And sure enough, she did help turn things around. And then I got this one from Sam, who says, Kate, did you see the thing about the Minnesota governor who collapsed during a State of the State address? And he fainted, is what it is. EMTs did a check on him, cleared him to leave, but he didn't look good, started slurring his words, and then he was able to walk out of the Capitol and go home. Do you think he's just exhausted, or is there more to it than that? I don't know. They say he was conscious. He was joking with the paramedics. It is scary, though, if you're watching it, and then he collapses. He got a sip of water. He resumed speaking. Then he began to slump over the lectern. I'm sure what they will say to do is to stay home for a few days and get some rest. Because whether he was having some kind of a potential stroke or not, for goodness sake, you got to get him off of his feet, even if he walked out on his own accord and looked okay. And he's 69 years old, the Minnesota governor. So he's home with his family. He's getting ready, though, to present the budget Tuesday morning. He says he's going to do it as planned. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.